بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا وما بعد brothers and sisters, let me talk to you about an important issue which several people have asked me about, and that is the issue of moon sighting. The reason I want to talk to you about it is because this is it's like a joke in our Muslim community worldwide, where every year we have this needless controversies and arguments and whatnot. Right? Now, point I'm making is that, and the reason I say it's a joke, because we Muslims, we remember the Hijri calendar only on 2 days. What are those days? The beginning of Ramadan and Yawmul Arafah. As far as we are concerned, if these 2 days were there, the rest of the year doesn't matter. We don't care. So let us get real. Let us stop making a joke out of ourselves and our religion. Let's get real. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that first and foremost, let us remember and remind ourselves that this religion is what? It is minallahi ta'ala. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes? And it was brought to us by whom? By Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We believe that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us is the truth. Whether we have seen it or not seen it, whether it appears logical to us or not logical to us. Yes? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and then into the skies, and he went to wherever he went, to the end, Sidratul Muntaha, and so on and so forth, and he came back. Is that logical? Does it make sense to you? Does it make scientific sense to you? Do you believe it? You better believe it, because Allah said this. Now, when they asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu this question, they asked him this question. They said, your friend says this, do you believe it? He said, if he said that, I believe it. If he said that, I believe it. So they said, how can you believe this? How can a man travel from point A to point B and so on and so on and so on? They are using the same logic. They are saying, in their context, you could only travel because they used to travel by animal, camel or horse or something, or walking. So this was the speed. How could they have done? Today, what has changed? Nothing. Today we talk about planes because we have planes. But logic is the same, right? So they said, how can a man? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, look, we already believe more than that. They said, what do you mean? He said, have I seen Allah? He said, no. He said, do I believe in Allah? Yes. Have I seen the Day of Judgment? No. Do you believe in the Day of Judgment? Yes. Have you seen Jannah? No. Do you believe in Jannah? Yes. Have you seen the Nar? The fire, the hellfire? No. Do you believe in the Nar? Yes. So he said, what is so difficult to believe that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is alimu bi shadzati sudur, who is ala kulli shayin qadir, he has everything, all powers. He, if he wants, he can take. And he said, subhanallazi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwal samiul basir. He said this. So if he said he took him, khalas. Now why am I saying this? Because with respect to the sighting of the moon, Rasulullah's hadith is clear and perfect. And what is that hadith? That hadith is, Rasulullah said, sight the moon and start fasting, sight the moon and stop fasting, and if you do not sight the moon, complete 30 days. Right? Clear hadith. So what is our position in the presence of text? What is our position in the presence of a clear hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or an ayat of the Quran? Our position is, we follow the text. Where there is no text, then we can have ijma and we can have qiyas and we can you know, we can conceptualize and so on and so forth. But where there is a text, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do this. No argument. سَمَعْنَا وَعَطَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. He said, sight the moon and fast. So what happens now if I don't sight the moon? I don't fast. How long do I not fast? Matter of one day, end of the day. He didn't say if you don't sight the moon, go to the next month. No. It's either 29 days or 30 days. That's the only argument, right? So if I do not sight the moon, then I don't fast. And I will complete 30 days. And in Ramadan, if I do not sight the moon of Shawwal, the Eid moon, then I will complete 30 days of Ramadan. That's it. No need for any complication. Now, you will hear three kinds of arguments about this. Firstly, people will say, you know what? Science has developed. Now we have calculations. And so therefore, why can't we become more modern? And why can't we go by calculations? Let me tell you something. Science has not created calculations today. In India, the Hindus also follow a lunar calendar and they have been following calculations for over 3,000 years. Not 1,500 years, 3,000 years. I can show you the Hindu calendar which will show you the exact calculated calculation wise when is the first of, in their calendar it's not Ramadan, but the first of the lunar month. So calculations is nothing modern. Calculations also existed when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on this earth, and if Allah wanted him to use that, Allah would have told him to use that. First argument. Second argument that people have is, why can't we have one global Eid and global, one day the whole world starts Ramadan. One day the whole world has Eid. My question, my submission to those people is, this may be your desire, but there are two problems with that. Number one, Allah did not make the earth like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created time differences. Right? Right now, it is what? It is 9 o'clock or 9:30, 9:20 p.m. in America. It is 9:20 a.m. tomorrow in Australia. So Australia is right now in our future. So if you want to know what future is like, phone somebody in Brisbane or phone somebody in Sydney and ask him, well, how's the future? You know, is it looking good or not? Has the world ended? Has Yawmul Qiyamah come to you? Seriously, we are in their past. They can call us and say, you know, what is the past like? What is the past? Past is time, right? So we already have a time difference. You didn't make it, I didn't make it, Allah made it. So now I come and say, no, it should be on one time. How? Explain to me. I mean, just explain to me, how is it possible? It's simply physically impossible. And my point is, so what? So what? So what if it is on different times? It is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, that Allah made five times of salah. And because of the time differences, I'm sure many of you have heard, this is not my invention. Adhan is called 24/7, 24 hours. Why does that happen? Because of the time difference. Otherwise, there would be one Adhan and then silence. But Allah made the time difference, subhanAllah, so there is barakah. There is Adhan every minute happening because as the sun goes, time goes. So what must you do as far as following the sighting of the moon is concerned? Somebody asked this question to Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Why am I mentioning Ibn al-Uthaymeen? Because usually people say, this is happening in Saudi, we follow Saudi. Let me tell you what one of the greatest ulama of the Saudiya, Ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayh, what he said. They asked him this question. He gave a very beautiful answer. He asked a question back to the person. He asked the person, when do you pray Salatul Fajr? He said, I live in America, I pray Salatul Fajr at this time. He said, when you are praying Salatul Fajr, actually Asr is happening in Haram. So how are you praying Salatul Fajr? Eh? He said, do you pray Salatul Fajr when it is Fajr in Haram or when it is Fajr in your country? He said, I pray Salatul Fajr when it's Fajr in my country. He said, correct, exactly, that's right. He said, the day depends on the sun. The month depends on the moon. Same logic. You follow the timing as far as the sun is concerned. So when it is time for Salatul Fajr, you pray Fajr. When it is time for Dhuhr, you pray Dhuhr. You don't say, no, what is happening in the haram right now? Let me. Whatever is happening in the haram is a different country, different time zone. They are doing what they are doing is right for them. What you are doing is right for you. If you followed them, you would be completely wrong. If they followed you, they would be completely wrong. Yeah, beautiful answer, right? So same logic applies. When do you start fasting? When your moon is sighted in your country. Saudi declared, so-and-so declared, Greenland declared, Australia, let anybody declare anything. We don't live there. If I was living in Mecca, what would I do? I would do what is happening in Mecca. I wouldn't say, no, let me check with Washington, what's happening? White House. Third question which is usually asked. I say, you know what, how nice it would be if we could fix these things, then I can apply for leave in my organization, we can declare Eid will be on such and such a day, it would be so convenient. I completely and totally agree with you. I fully agree with you. I think it would be very convenient. Unfortunately, we can't do that. Simple as that. So we take a bit of stress for Allah. We take a bit of pain for Allah. We do that because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's word is more important to me than the word of anybody, any alim, any council, anybody, anywhere. And when there is a declared, when there is a authentic sahih hadith, I will not go against it. I'm sure you will not go against it. And think about that. You want to go against a hadith for the beginning of Ramadan? You want to begin Ramadan with disobeying Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What kind of logic is that? Now, so-and-so said, let so-and-so say anything. We don't follow so-and-so. We say, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna, so-and-so. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me. Khalas. Yes, it is inconvenient. I agree with you. So what? Is it convenient for you? Many of you have come from a long distance. You come here, you pray this. Is it convenient for you? Would it not be much more convenient for you if you simply prayed at home? Yes or no? You even have an excuse, COVID, this, that, whatnot. Why do you come to the masjid? Because you love Allah. You could legitimately, in these COVID times, you could legitimately simply pray at home. Nobody can fault you. You don't need to leave your house. Even for Juma, you need not come. You can pray at home. But may Allah bless you. Alhamdulillah, you come. This son of mine, Harith, he's like my son, mashallah. His father is a dear friend of mine. Every salah I see, mashallah. May Allah bless him. Every salah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. Why does he come? Because you love Allah. So if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then show the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take some stress for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it is inconvenient. Who cares? I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So this is the masala as far as the beginning of fasting and Ramadan is concerned. But sighting of the moon is a requirement as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as far as I am concerned, I do not need anything more than that. And that's why I thought, let me clarify this whole thing, because several people asked me. So I said, let us do this. Wallahala. As far as the usul is concerned, I have explained the usul. Inshallah, I hope that is clear to all of you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.